This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
100
word stories. Hello, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. My name is Lawrence Simon, and normally I read a 100 word story on this podcast, or one of the irregular contributors drops one in my inbox. But it's Saturday, and it's time for the weekly challenge. What's a weekly challenge? Well, it's where I give out a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 17th weekly challenge. Now, most people read their own stories, but some of you insist on chewing gum while you're recording. Did you bring enough to share with the entire weekly challenge? I didn't think so. Go to the back of the class and let the perverted sex slave midget read your story for you. Go, get back there! The topic this week was a story about roosters and hernias. That's right, Caroline gave us the topic. That's what it is. Somehow, 9 people managed to come up with stories based on roosters and hernias. Let's check the results of last week's weekly challenge to see who goes first. And, oh no, this can't be happening. For the first time, the winner is...
Planet Z!
This is awful. Terrible, terrible news. Oh...
Morty's hernia operation didn't go well. He was stuck in the hospital for a week. Morty's insurance had put him in one of the cheaper rooms, so all he had were the magazines and newspapers his wife brought him. The old codger in the bed next to his pawed the television. True Grit was on basic cable again. Go get him, rooster, wheezed the old fart. Yee-haw! After 4 days and 12 viewings, Morty snapped, tried to smother him, ended up busting his stitches. At least there were no televisions in the prison wing of the hospital.
For the love of God, people, you let Planet Z go first. How could you do that? It's like Florida all over again. Well, once we present the winner, we then move on to the rookies. And this week we have one from Libby. And they run a site called Last One Speaks. They need a little help getting their stories recorded, so let's give a hand to the midget.
Rooster Cockburn was the winningest player on the bantyweight circuit. Now, in the 10th round of the big match, his mystery opponent swaggered around the ring, taunting him to bring it on. Rooster charged. Nobody beats the cock, he snarled as he swung the hooded beast over his head. The crack when his foe's crotch struck his temple was audible to the gasping fans in the front row. Rooster was down. Lying on the mat, he could dimly see his own blood glittering on his adversary's cast-iron codpiece. The victor unmasked and crowed. Ha! Nobody beats hernia, Harry!
You just had to let the midget say the word codpiece. Oh, I'm never going to hear the end of it. The stuff that's going to arrive from Amazon. Oh, God. Now, it's time for the regulars. Now, usually I read these in a random order, but I think from now on I'll read them in the order I get them. How does that sound, folks? Does that seem fair? Well, it's what I'm going to do anyway. The first one to arrive was Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. Now, she got hers in faster than Caroline did, but Caroline was the one who picked the topic. I guess this means Caroline didn't stack the deck, or it took her longer to record it. But that's fair play, and I wholeheartedly approve. Let's hear what Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops has for us.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops with my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The title of my story this week is No Love in the Hen House. Something was amiss in the henhouse. There were no eggs, and the gals were agitated. Fred didn't know what to do. He'd paid fine money for that cock of his. He just couldn't understand what was wrong. He called the vet. "Why can't he perform, Doc? These hens are getting anxious. What am I going to do?" The doc showed the rooster some henhouse magazines. Everything appeared to be working down below. Upon further examination, however, he discovered a hernia developed from the strain of servicing the hens. The vet handed Fred the workers' compensation forms before leaving.
Thank you, Lisa. Well, next up to bat is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast, who just celebrated his 33rd birthday. And how did he celebrate? Well, he appears to have been kidnapped by crooner Tom Waits. Let's hear the kidnapper's demands.
Hi, my name is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com, and I gotta say, this week's challenge gave me the blues. The 100-word blues.
I have a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for days. I have a little red rooster, too lazy to crow for days. I took him to the veterinarian. My rooster's got a hernia. If you see my rooster, please don't make him crow. If you see my rooster, please don't make him crow. He just had surgery, don't want them stitches to blow. The dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. You know the dogs begin to bark, the hounds begin to howl. And my little red rooster,
he's feeling much better, actually. Thanks for asking.
That's from Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. There'll be a link on the podcast show. Just give me a second here. There'll be a link to his site and the podcast show notes in case you want to write him and ask him if you can use that in your own podcast. I'm pretty sure that this one will... Okay, well, I'm trying to catch my breath. Let's take a trip to Quadra Island. It's not quite Fantasy Island, but Caroline, what have you got for us today?
Tom and the Rooster. The attack rooster was ready, waiting. Who would be next to cross his territory? Would it be Jim? Not Jim. He'd already been got by the goat. Now Jim got the goat and stayed home. Ha! It was Tom, an easy target with his headphones on. He wouldn't notice. Tom milled along, listening to the latest podcast. Suddenly, startled half to death and attacked from behind, Tom threw out his boot. Rue flew across the yard and fell as dead. Tom tumbled over and over down the bank. End result? A hernia. Just desserts. Gotcha, Tom.
That was Caroline. Thank you, Caroline. Next up is Andrew Ian Dodge. Whether it's dodging reality, dodge blogium, or growing old disgracefully, this man's got 'em all in his back pocket. Andrew Ian Dodge.
The rooster at the farm having a hernia was the first sign that things were fairly odd in these parts. Then came the disappearing animals and the general malaise of all those that were there. No one quite knew what was going on, but the farmer certainly knew that the fairground, with the fishy smell down the road, was the cause of it. He could not prove that, and repeated attempts to get authorities involved were met with indifference and mocking. And there were the nocturnal visits by oddly moving, cowled men to worry him more. It's leaving time.
Thank you, Andrew. And now I'll give y'all 11 guesses who's up next. You'll never guess. You'll never... Oh, the music's ruined it. Of course, it's Ellison from Blogged Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme for weekly challenge number 18 is Rooster and Hernia, and my submission is Lord of the Coop. Farmer Brown watched in amazement as his new rooster went to work. This bird was gung-ho, to say the least. He rogered every hen in the henhouse until they squawked for mercy in a marathon chicken fuck session that would have given a lesser rooster a hernia. He then nailed all the turkeys, after which he ran to the pond and dicked all the ducks. Later, Farmer Brown found the rooster flat on his back. He shook his head sadly. Screwed to death, he thought, fetching the shovel. The rooster saw him coming. Buzz off, bub! See them vultures up there? This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. Tom Marquette from the Footnote Podcast has returned once again. He calls this one the Red Menace.
Laying on the gurney awaiting the hernia operation, Tom felt the breeze blow from behind. Gail held his hand, knowing that they were about to put an IV above his knuckle. One of the random swirl of nurses asked, "What did you do to yourself?" "I'd like to think it was sexually related," grimaced Tom as the needle hit home. Gail replied, "It happened when he kicked the rooster and fell down the hill." "Okay, but I'm billing this as a fencing scar delivered by French royalty," thrust Tom. "Oh, it was a duel of chicken a la king," parried Gail.
Well, that was Tom. Thanks, Tom. Next, we've got Kolek from the Collective. He was one vote away from winning this week. Looks like he's got a narrative going with his alien invasion plotline. What could be next? I guess we have to ask the midget to find out.
"Roosters and hernia," Murray was thinking when he heard the following footsteps. He discarded his random thoughts and listened while walking as before. The footsteps were not human. They made that odd scraping sound. Murray quickly turned round and shot the spook. The alien fell dead instantly. He searched the alien and found its GPS tracker. He went some distance before hitting its emergency button and threw it down a storm drain along with a pack bomb. He hid himself and waited for the alien response team to arrive. They came, and as they prepared to go in, his radio phone rang.
Finally, it's Houston Keys. He didn't record his story either. You know what that means. One more midget narrative. Oh, I'm going to have to mop for weeks.
The waiting was the hardest part. The farmer held his hat in his hands, wringing its grime-soaked brim between his calloused hands. After what seemed like an eternity, the veterinarian emerged from the operating room, holding a tiny number 5 jersey. "Will he be all right? How's little Donovan?" he asked with a slight waver to his voice. The doctor placed his hand on the farmer's shoulder and said, "I have bad news for you. Your rooster has a sports hernia. I don't think he'll ever cockfight again. The farmer screamed his hellish agony into the frigid night air.
Well, folks, there you have it. 10 stories about roosters and hernias. Thanks to everyone who took on this difficult challenge and turned in their stories. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, you can head to the archive site at podcasting.isfulofcrap.com and vote for your favorite one from this week. And for God's sake, please, don't let Planet Z win again. When all the votes are in, the winner from this week will go first next week in the 19th weekly challenge, and they'll get to pick the topic for the one after that, the 20th weekly challenge. We have a rolling thing going here. There's more to do at the archive site than just vote. There is all my archives of 100-word stories up there, all the past weekly challenges, Podcatcher subscription options, so with one click, you're in iTunes, you're in Podcast Ready, all that stuff. And you can rate this podcast or review it in Yahoo, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle. Speaking of which, my newest fan is nobody. Nobody added themselves to the fans. You hate me. You really hate me. Thank you. We'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. At least one a day, every day, until the day I die. That's how the story goes. Good night, and keep it 100.